Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. You're going to be glad you're with me because we got Leslie Kossoff back on the show. Leslie is joining us all the way from Paris. That's right, Paris, France, not Paris, Texas. And all the way across the pond, she's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of Executive Thinking, also Managing for Quality. She's one of the top, she is the top quality expert in our Brain Trust and one of the best management thinkers that I know. And she's going to talk to us today, though, about what's going on over across the pond in the European marketplace. Leslie Kossoff, welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure, as always, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Leslie, as always. Are we coming into the dog days or summer for Europe right now?
Yes, we are.
Europe is different from America in the summertime. I mean, we go on vacations and everything, but we don't shut the country down. But in a lot of parts of Europe, the summer is kind of almost shuts down, doesn't it?
It's pretty well understood in Europe that nothing is going to happen in August. And the only real question is how far into July can you really get things going, because August, it's all over. And
is it the same? Do you have the same thing in the holidays? I mean, in America, it's like that. In America, it's like that starting in the 1st of December till, you know, December is kind of a lot of times a slow month except for retail. All you have to deal with is the holidays of your decision makers, the vacations of your decision makers. In the summer, the business still keeps going.
Yeah, and over here, the holidays are treated differently. Business keeps going on during the holidays far longer into December than I'm used to. So it's always a really kind of a nice shift, because for me, I'll still be doing business with my U.S. clients during the summer, and then
right.
I'll still be doing business with my European clients
right.
way close into Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Very different. Mm-hmm.
So why do you think that is? Is it because of just the heat? They don't have as much air conditioning over there? There isn't as much air conditioning in Europe as there is in America.
There isn't, and it's actually I've been thinking a lot about this recently, because as we're getting into those dog days and been having some heat spells that have been pretty brutal over here, and because we don't have the air conditioning, the funny thing about the air conditioning over here and even in retail operations is that they don't like air conditioning over here. So even in the buildings and in the stores where the air conditioning exists, they'll have the air conditioning blasting and they'll have the front door open. And so, you know, it's
I love air conditioning with fresh air. That's my favorite.
Well, yes, and especially when the air is hot and humid. You know, I always figure it's going to start raining in the
right.
middle of the store. So.
Well, you know, what was it, about 5 or 6 years ago, in July and August, everybody left town in France, and it seemed, and a bunch of people died. What was it, like, thousands of people died?
It was thousands of people
of
died.
Of old folks, especially.
Yes.
And that was a catastrophe.
It was a wake-up call.
It was horrible.
It was a wake-up call. It was so utterly unexpected, and the country then mobilized, and really last year, I know, when we had a heat spell, there was so much attention being paid, and particularly to the older population,
mm-hmm.
to make sure that was not going to happen again, nor did it.
Right.
So, you know, it's funny, Jim, because we talk about the differences between Europe and the United States, and The problem I think that we run into actually is that we tend to make more comparisons as if there are more things alike about us than are different. And
uh-huh.
in doing business, particularly in doing business with Europe, it's really understanding those differences and being willing to sort of suspend your American thinking. Then it becomes actually quite easy. But first you have to understand what those differences are.
And so Americans have to make all the adjustments. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, absolutely not. No, absolutely not. It's an understanding.
Yeah.
It's not an adjustment. The Europeans have a very interesting love-hate relationship with the Americans because they revere the way we do business, and at the same time, they're so put off by some of the exact same things that they revere.
Well, the French are still trying to find relevancy in the global marketplace, where they used to have more than they do now. I think that's one of the problems. Hold on to that thought. 22, right back with Leslie Kossoff. Going to continue the tour of business, how things are being done these days, and how is the economy in Europe after these messages. Barbara Lewis bringing us back here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, stranger.
One of the classics. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. Thanks for going there and checking it out. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out all the other things you can do there, things that we do here on the radio show, all the writing that we do, that I do, my Brain Trust members have done, my good friend Leslie Kossoff, who's with us right now, has deposited an incredible body of work with us there over the last 10-plus years. Also, don't forget, we have a poll question right on the homepage, and I hope you'll check it out. When you submit your answer, you will when you save your answer on the poll question, you'll be instantaneously will see how the results are so far, including where you stack with everybody else. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Leslie Kossoff is our guest. She's the author of Executive Thinking and also managing for quality. She's in Paris, where she lives now, and does business. Leslie, we're talking about. You give us a tour of Europe, how things are going over there these days. Where do you see the economy in Europe right now?
The economy is at best in disarray.
Really?
And it's it is.
And you're talking about the continental. You're talking about not just France. We're talking about Europe in general.
I'm talking about Europe in general.
Disarray.
And
wow.
It's in disarray. And the reason that it's in disarray is because what we're going through now with the euro, all of the countries who are involved in the euro are going through now, is the first real test of whether what the goal of the euro was would match with
and
the
it's not and it's not just the monetary policy but the association. I mean, it's the EU and the euro itself.
Absolutely.
It's both of those.
And there were two a very, very fast history lesson here. The original reason for establishing the European Common Market back after World War II was because there was a thought that if there was a common economic goal and necessity where they were selling among and between each other, there would be less likelihood of war.
Mm-hmm.
And the one good
thing that's classic Bastiat. When goods cross borders, armies don't.
Yes, and so and this is literally the longest period of time that the continent has experienced without war.
Right.
And so, on the one hand, it's been working. The problem is they took it too far. And they got confused, and this is where the confusion of are they the United States of Europe or are they the European Union comes in. Because in the United States, we built the country from scratch with an idea that there would be a federal United States. Whereas here, the sovereignty of the nations makes the problems with the euro come out into the open.
Well, you had the sovereigns first and then the union, whereas in America, we had colonies desperate to be to find a more efficient way that then became then founded the Union, and then subsequent states founded what was already existed, and that's a whole different thing from thousands of years of sovereignty that now coming under one rule.
Absolutely. And so, you know, from a business perspective, and the easiest way to understand this is that it's kind of like having a strategic goal for your organization and absolutely no operational alignment whatsoever to get you there. And then what happens is that you can sort of tool along for quite a while, but when a crisis occurs,
like Greece,
all of a sudden, exactly, like Greece. And now, you know, it's interesting, they've changed, they started off by calling them the pig countries, Portugal, Italy, Greece,
and
Ireland. And Spain also. So they were the pigs. Now they tend to call them Club Med, and they leave Ireland out. So they're being nicer about it in the press now, but it's still not pretty. But this is where we're seeing the difficulties, and why I say there is disarray is because what the countries and what the euro are seeing, and what the United States needs to be aware of in looking, and if you're doing business into Europe, what you need to be aware of as far as the currency movement is concerned, is that until they've figured out how to rebalance the sovereignty with the federated currency, there's going to be difficulty. And right now there are a lot of rumblings about who's going to stay in, who might get
And the reason they have this problem is because they didn't stick to their original specifications.
Yes.
When they let Greece in, Greece didn't qualify as a European as a member based on the specifications for what you had to have on your balance sheet, so to speak.
They presented themselves as if,
but they weren't really. We now know that. I don't think anybody really believed that. But there may be some others out there like that. But this is the thing. What are the standards for being part of the Union? And they've got to revisit that, don't they? And stick to that.
Yes, they do. Mostly they.
And until they do, and until they wash out the people who get rid of the people who don't meet that, there's going to be some bloodletting over there.
I agree. Yes, and the question is going to be how that bloodletting works. Is it going to be a preemptive movement by the countries who decide they would rather control their own currency again, or those that who are the major
and sadly and unfortunately, a lot of that fortune over there is going to affect the fortunes of the United States. A lot of those circumstances are going to affect the fortune of the United States, and it'll affect small businesses over here, folks. That's the reason that Leslie's given us this report. You and I need to know about this. Tintel, stay with us. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise it's 7 till. I'm glad you're here. Leslie Kossoff is our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that I've been really proud of Leslie for in the last year or so, she's created something called the Executive Field Guides. And I know I tell you about her books, and I'm proud of her for those things, but this is her new project that I really am excited about. I think it's a great resource for small businesses. And Leslie, tell us how we can find it. I know you set up a special landing page for my audience, and I want you to tell us a little bit about that.
Well, thank you very much. First of all, I have a new website that is pure resource. It's called thinkingexecutive.com. It's all one word, thinkingexecutive.com, and it has a collection that's always growing of free and fee-based resources. One of them, as you say, and thank you, is the Executive Field Guides, which is a new series that I'm developing so that small business owners and executives can turn around their own companies without having to bring in consultants, and especially if you can't afford consultants.
Right.
And so basically you're getting me. And what I've done, because you're you, Jim, and your listeners are heroes to me too, I have created a landing page, which is thinkingexecutive.com/smallbusinessadvocate.
Okay.
And if you go to that page, you'll find the first of the executive field guides, which is becoming a best-of-breed organization, at a substantially discounted price from the regular price. And, in fact, what I'm also including in that version is special guidance for small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my gift to your listeners to give that to them at that discount. It's about a 25% or more discount. And so, again, thinkingexecutive.com/smallbusinessadvocate.
Well, thank you for making that available. Thanks for the discount. We appreciate that very much. So, folks, check that out. And the executive field guys, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, Leslie has got so much that she can help you with. And I you're right, Leslie. When people ask me who my audience is, I tell them the primary business owners who typically are not going to hire, a high-powered consulting firm to help them. And that's the reason why my Brain Trust members, including what you're talking about right now, we become, you know, all of our folks become the consultants for my audience.
Yes, and I'm happy to do that. I've been happy to do that for these 10 years and more.
Yep.
And with the field guides, what they'll also see is that they actually don't need to bring in high-powered consultants because, the resources that you provide, the guidance that I give, and then if they need a consultant, it's very targeted, very finite, and that means they can control the cost on it.
One of the things, Leslie, that I know you talk about is helping companies, small companies, sell to the European market. Talk to us a little bit about that in the time we have left.
It's really important, and this goes back to the euro. You need to be watching what the currency is doing, because if you're selling into the market, you need to make decisions as to whether or not you want to be paid in dollars or euros, which
right.
is the one that's going to be of greatest benefit to you. But also, keep in mind that European companies work very differently. They are not as broad-based as we are. They tend to focus very, very closely on the major industries in which they excel in their various countries. And in those industries, they are innovative. And so they're looking for how you can help them differentiate. And so if you're looking at a country like Germany, you're looking at all of the very high-tech, very
right.
exquisite kind of engineering, and you can sell into that. When you're looking at France, even though France is not looked at as an
right.
innovative country, it actually is, both in terms of technologies, but mostly energy.
Technology. In the 45 seconds I got left, what's your best advice on selling to Europe?
If you're going to sell to Europe, target in very closely, focus, and then only pay. Do what the guy before me talked about.
Yeah.
Go to the industries that are going to be wins for you. They are looking for new suppliers.
Profile like crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sam
and really pick out
Sam
the people.
Reed.
Don't waste your time with people who aren't going to be a prospect for you.
But the main thing is that those industries exist over here, and they are looking for the kind
yeah.
of innovation and service
mm-hmm.
that U.S. industry can provide.
And we talk about how to help them through the Commerce Department on the show all the time, through export.gov as well.
There you go.
Okay. thinkingexecutive.com/smallbusinessadvocate. That's how they can get to the special offers on your website, and including the free stuff. Leslie, thanks so much for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Leslie Kossoff, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too, but it will be tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.